Here, Mishnayis Masechta Nida, Perek Aleph, Mishnalef, Shammai Yomer, Shammai says that Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shosim. All ladies, when they see their period, when the dam starts to come out, they're only Tomei from then on, and not from before. Like even though they touched Trum or they touched Kochim 5 minutes before they had their period, still that Kochim, that Trum is Tahor. Hilulay Mehilul says no. Mibkida Lepkidom, that she's Tomei until the last time that she knows for sure that she made a bedika and she was tor, and v'afilu l'yamam harbi, even though it's a long time, it's 2 or 3 days ago. In other words, according to Hillel, when she starts to see dam now, we have to be afraid maybe the dam really came out before and it was just inside her body. And the halacha is the dam needs as soon as it comes out of the womb, even though it's in the prosder inside there, still she becomes tamei. So she first sees the dam now coming out. We have to be afraid, according to Beis Hillel, the dam was there all the way from before, so she's told me until the last time she knows she made a badika. The Chum say, no, not like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Ela rather, mi'eis leis ma'etes ayidei mepkid l'pkida. Meaning to say, this tumah that goes back cannot go back more than 24 hours. It's only mi'eis leis, 24 hours. She sees dam now, and she did not make a badika within the last day. Then we say any tyrus or any kutchim that she touched within the last 24 hours become tummy. And who unless she made a badika within the last 24 hours. That's what it means. Elimeis leis, the 24-hour period, memetis, comes less. Al yad nepkid lepkid. I mean, let's say she made a badika 10 hours ago. And 10 hours ago she saw she was tor. And then she sees 10 hours later, senech nami, the badika now stops it, that does not go back more than the time of that badika. The same thing the opposite way. The opposite way, Mepkid Lepkida, that we said that let's say the last time she made a Bedika, so she's Tor from then, but from then onward she's Tamei, but Mameetis, it becomes less, Ayad Meis Leis. And let's say the last Bedika she made was 2 days ago. So that's the law, she cannot become Tamei more than 24 hours ago. So it never goes back more than 24 hours. Just if there was a Bedika within the last 24 hours, then that Bedika stops it, it does not go back before that Bedika. So this is Beis Hillel Shittum, that when Anissa sees dam now, we have to be afraid, yes, maybe the dam came out before, but not like Hillel says, this is the Chum Shita, but not like Hillel says, it goes all the way back until the last time she made a Bedika, even though it was Yomim Rabim, but rather the Chum hold, it cannot go back more than 24 hours. And this is Zalacha Chumro by Kotchim, by Tyrus, of the Bonu Machmir, even though Midi Reis, we say Nisha Zacheskis Tyra, she's only Tommy from now on. But Midrabanan, though, we have to be machmir for Tyrus to say she was tamei 24 hours ago, or else since the last time she made a bedika. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol isha sheyesh lo veses." What's going to be isha that has a period that comes at a special time, like every 20th day of the chodesh, she sees a period, and she knows exactly what time of the day she sees it. So then the locher is dayesh osa. If she sees it at that time, we say at that time the dam started to come, and not before, and therefore before that she's tor. Even according to Hillel or according to the Chachamim. Now we have Meshamesh Be'edim, Evanisha the Loch with Mishum Tyrus, she has to make a Bedika, both before the Tashma, before she lives with the husband, and after she lives with the husband. So those Bedikas help, is a Rezu Kepchida. Those are considered like a regular Bedika. And therefore, Mametes, Ayad Neis Leis, Vayad Nefkid Lepkida. Meaning to say, let's say she sees them now 2 hours after the Tashmish. And she made a bedika before the tashmish and after the tashmish, so she's only tummy back these last 2 hours, because the bedika she made by the tashmish, that's called a good bedika. So this tumah of meis leis does not go back more than from the time of that bedika. The chiddush says, I would have thought to say maybe she's nervous about making the bedika, she doesn't do such a good job. K'mashmalan, yes, we consider to do a good bedika, and therefore that is mamayit from the din of meis leis. Mishnah Beis, Ketzad Dayishos, what's the law of an isha that has a veset? A period, a special time when the period comes. So when it comes, she's only telling me that time and not before. It's like this: Hoisi Yosheves Bamita. She was sitting on a bed. V'yasuke b'tyrus. She was working with Tyrus. U'perisha. And then she went away from the bed, and she went away from the Tyrus. V'ros and she saw dam. So lochriz he tameya. She is tamei from now on. But v'chulam Tyrus, both the bed and both the Tyrus that she touched remain tor. Since she stopped touching them, and then she first saw the dam, So if she has a vesis kavua, we said the dam only comes now and did not come out before. Now, after Pishom, even though it was said that Natama Lies Lace, a regular Isha that does not have a vest kavua, when she sees a period, some of the Rabbanim, she's Tamei all the way back, 24 hours backwards, whatever she touched is Tamei, but still, Eina Moneya Ela Mishash Rosso. When does she start counting the 7 days of Nidus to know like when the 7 days are up, and when she can start becoming a Zavah from the Yud Aleph Yom, the 11 days in between one Nidus and another Nidus, that she only starts counting from when she actually saw the dam, and not from the 24 hours before this. Now, Mishneh Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Noshim Dain Shosan. There are also four type of ladies that when they see their period, they're only coming from then on and not from before, not the 24 hours before. And that is Besula, meaning a girl that never saw dam yet the first time. Muberis, a lady that's pregnant. Manik, a lady that's nursing. Uzikena, an older lady that stopped seeing dam already. And then she sees again, so these ladies are called Vecheskas, Misulekas Dam, as if they don't see dam. So therefore we say it only came right now, not from before. Omer Reb Yeshua, Yeshua holds and says, Ani lo shemati yela besula. I only hold that an isha besula, a girl that never saw dam yet, her first time, then she's dying shasa, not the other cases. Alva the Gemara says, Alva the Mishnah says, Alva alochik Reb Eliezer. But alochik paskin like Reb Eliezer. That all four noshim are dying shasa. Mishnah Dalet. Now we explain. Ezi besula, what's called the young girl of besula, that means to say, Kol Shla Rosa Dom Yomel, a girl that never saw Dam yet. Because the first time she has a period, the first time she sees Dam, then she's Tamei from then on, not from before. Now, Afa Pishin is Sui, even though she's already married. But if she never saw Dam yet, the first time she sees Dam, she has this lock of Dayin Shosam. Muberis, what's the case of a pregnant lady? Mishiyavada Ubara, when you could tell that she's pregnant, it's Nikar that she's pregnant, which means at the end of the third month of a pregnancy. That's when, that's called Maberis. So from then on, if she sees Dam, it'll only be in Dayin Shasa. Menika, what's called an Isha that's nursing, Chetigmoles Beno, until she finishes nursing her son. Nosna Beno Le Menika, what's going to be, she gave over her son to somebody else to nurse, or else Gomalatu, she finished nursing already, by Mace, or else the baby died. Now it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oimer Mitamim Yes Lies. Rabbi Meir holds as soon as she stops nursing, that's it. Then if she sees a period, she's Tamei Meis Lies like a regular lady. V'chom say no, Da Yishosa. Chom hold no that the pshat from the beginning of the Mishnah, Achatigum Les Beno, that's a period of 2 years, of 24 months. Like for 24 months, her body is out of shape from that birth. And therefore, she doesn't have a regular period, and therefore she'll be a din of Da Yishosa. So even though she stopped nursing, still the din would be Daya Shosa in the first 2 years after the birth. Mishnah Hei. Ezi Zikain was called an older lady, that a din is Daya Shosa, called Shavro Le Sholish Einus Samil Ziknasa. But she's becoming old already. It happened that she missed 3 times a period already. And then the fourth time she sees Dam, she sees a period, then she'll have a loch of Daya Shosa. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not only the din of Zekena, but Rabbi Eliezer holds, call Isha, any lady, Shavra Le Shalosh Einus, if 3 periods pass by that she did not see Dam, and then the fourth time, at the fourth month, then she does see, Daya Shasa, also be a lock of Daya Shasa, should only be coming from then on, and not from 24 hours before. Rabbi Yossi says, Muberis Umanika Shavra Le Shalosh Einus, Dayin Shosin. Blazolds know it's only going back on a Maberis and Manika. They have 3 months passed by and they do not see Dam, then they have the Loch of Dayin Shosin. Whereas he's a more Machmir of Yosef. And a Kamhold, as soon as she becomes a Maberis, right after 3 months, she has Loch of Dayin Shosin. Who are then a Manika? According to Yosef, no, it's only after she's Hookah that she's pregnant. After the first 3 months of the pregnancy, now she misses 3 periods, and then she sees that will be the din of Dayin Shosin. Not before. Now, Mishnah Vov. Over Me Omru Daya Shosa, when was it said, Moshe, these four ladies we had before, that the din is the first time they see the dam now, it's only Daya Shosa. When was that said? Briya Rishon, only the first time they see. Whether it was the Sekena that missed for 3 times, whether it's the Muberis, or whether it was the Manika, it's only the first time that she sees now when she's pregnant, when she's a Manika, that first Riyah do we say it's only coming in Mikan Labo, not from before. Abu Bishniya, the second time she sees, then we say it's back to normal. And therefore, the second time she sees, or let's say Ibsula, the girl, the young girl, the second time she sees a period, then Metama Mies Leis, then the tumor goes back already to Mafreya 24 hours. Let's say the first time she saw the dam was by an onus. She jumped then, or she ate too much. She could be told in something. Then we say, then even the second time she sees, that's the first time she's seen normally. So that's still the cheskas muslekas domim. She'll have a lock of dayishosa and not more. Mishnah Zayin. Afa pishom, even though it was said that dayishosa, let's say these four noshim, that the lochas when they first see the dam, they're only tumim mikanal abo, not from before, but still tzrich elias badekas. When it was man, they were noy tyrus, and isha has to be bodek herself twice a day. Tzrich elias badekas. Chutz min anida, excluding anisha that's already anida, she's already tumim, so the 7 days that she's tumim, she doesn't have to check herself. She knows that she's tumim already. And we are Yosheves Adam Toyer, let's say Nisha gave birth to a Zoch, let's say. So for the first 7 days she's Tamei. Then the next 33 days she's Tor. Even though she sees Dam, then she's Tor. So she doesn't have to check herself those 33 days. Umeshamesh is Beedim. Now, also, not only does she have to make a Bedika twice a day, but also Meshamesh is Beedim. I mean, anytime she lives with the husband, also she has to check herself beforehand. Chutz, excluding again Yosheves Adam Tor, and he should join those 33 days that anyway the Dam is Tor. Upsula should demand her, also Upsula meaning the first time she had Bia, so we say the Dam that comes up then is called Dam Psulim, it's a Dam from the Psulim that broke, not from the Dam Nidus, therefore she doesn't have to check herself. Now the Mishnah explains, how many Bdikas does she have to make? Upamayim Tzrich Lias Badekas. Twice a day does Nisha have to be boiting herself every single day, Bizman they were noig betiris. And that's Beshachrus of Ben Hashmashas. She has to check herself in the morning, and also Ben Hashmashas by evening. Ovishor she overas l'shameshas beis, and Huadin right before she has Tashmish. She has to be boiting herself right before and right after the Tashmish. Now, Yeseris Alein Kanis, and Nisha they have to Kayin. Beshor she nechalot betruma. Right before they go to eat Truma, so they have to first be boiting to make sure they're Torah. Is all these achumris bizman they were noig b'tayrus t'truma, but bizman is there. We don't have tayrus. We don't need truma bizman is there. Therefore, Nisha does not have to make these bedikas every day, twice a day, or before and after tashmish. Now, Reb Yudah says af b'shas of rosh melecha b'truma. As soon as she finishes eating truma, also she has to check herself because we're afraid maybe she'll find herself to be tummy later, and we won't know whether that truma was tummy or not. Therefore, we're told to make a bedika. Even be as soon as she finishes eating truma. Here up to now, Perek Sheni, Mishnah. Kol hayod hamar belivdoik banoshim mushabachas. Like any hand that's used to make a bedika, or kol hayod hamar means the more anisha makes a bedika, its mushabachas is good. The more she checks herself to make sure she's not an idiot, she doesn't see dam, she's mushabachas is better off. Uvanoshim bo by a man. It's lotion like he should cut off his hand. But it's not a good thing that a man should keep on checking his Ava to see if Zera came out, because, or to see if Zav came out, because it may make him become hot and make Zera come out of Batola. So for by men, it's not a good thing. Ha chareshes v'hashoita, a lady that's a chareshes, can't hear and can't talk, or else a shoita, a fool, or else v'yasum, a lady that's blind, v'shenikra fadaita, she lost her mind. In Yesh Lohen Epikos, if they have a friend that's a smart lady, is Masaknu Noison. This other lady can fix them up, and they can make a badika for them, and they can be tabled and put them into the mikveh. And then, Vehein Oichlois Betruma, this Shaita Cheresh, will also be able to eat the Truma. Now, Derech Benoisi Yisrael, it's a minig by Benoisi Yisrael, that Misham Shesh Bishne Eidim, when they have Tashus and they live with the husband, they make two bedikas. They have two edim, like two claws that they check themselves with. Echad loy v'echad lo. One for him. The Baal also checks himself, wipes his aver after the tashmish to make sure there's no dam there. And she also makes the bedika to make sure there's no dam there. They had tzenuas. Now the ladies, they were tzenuas, like they did things modestly, is mesaknas len shlishi. Lesaknas abayis. They would make like a third bedika, meaning to say a third shmata, that they abided themselves even before they have tashmish with the husband. So even though the halacha is everybody has to make the bedikah once before and once after, but the question is, you have to use two different shmatas, two different bedikas or not? So the tznuas, used to use two different cloths to make the bedikah, one before and one after. Mishnah Beis. Nimtza al shalur. That's right after the tashmish, when the husband wipes himself and finds dam on his avam, so then is tmeim. We say that for sure this dam came from her, and therefore she's a tamei nida, and he's also has a look like he was a boil nida. And therefore, b'chayovim korbim, tamei was a shayvi, therefore he has to bring a korbin for living with a nida. Nimtza al shalur. Let's say we only find the dam on her bedika, but she makes the bedika right after the tashmish, right after the avam goes out. Right after she checks herself, then to Meyim, same thing, the Chayav Mekorban, we say for sure the dam was there before Bishas the Tashmish, and the husband is Tomei also, is called the Boiler Nida, and therefore he's Chayav Mekorban. Nimtzar Shlol Yachazman, let's say afterwards she makes a Bdik and finds she has dam, so then to Meyim Misafik, he's only Tomei Misafik, it's not Vadai that the dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, there's only a Safik, and therefore Pturim and Akorban, both of them are Potam and Akorban from a Safik. They're potter min akorban. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Zeyu achas man, what's considered and after the time that we said, learned before, there's only a tamei min asofik, if she makes the bedik a little bit later, kidei sheterid min amit, if she waits after the tashmish, she waits long enough that she has enough time to go off her bed, v'todiach poner, and to wash herself, to wash her mokam erva. If she waits that long, that's called achas man. V'yachakach, what's going to be if she waits even longer than that, and then she finds dam on the bedika? So loch with then metamim yes leis. That's all. There's no masofik was there b'shas tashmish, and so regular loch of nisha finding dam now that she's tamei lemafreyim yes leis. But v'yeni metamim boyla, she does not metam her boyla, even though the husband lived with her within this meis leis. That's only a chumra for tyrus and for kachim, but not to say the husband is a din of a boyl nida. Rabbi Kiva, and Kiva says no, of this chumra of Nies Lies, af metam ez boila. We even make the husband to be considered as if he was a boiler nida. Since we consider now to have nidas 24 hours ago, therefore the husband lived with her within those 24 hours, therefore the husband will have a din of a boiler nida. O moidim chong of Kiva, the chom agreed to Rabbi Kiva, paroya kesem, in the case with Isha sor kesem, Shemetames boyla, and then the husband lives with her. Salach is that the husband is considered a boyl nida, even though a kesem is only tumim in the rabbanim. I mean, she doesn't know for sure she saw dam. She only finds a blood stain on the clothing, but a din is mid rabbanim. She's tamei, so a din mid rabbanim. The husband, if he lives with her afterwards, has a loch of a boyl nida. He'll also be tamei mid rabbanim. So Mishnah Dalet, kol hanoshim becheskas tarvul abaleim. All issues, they don't have to make a bdikah, the husband doesn't have to ask them whether they're tor, minastam, they have a cheskas to be tor, they're mutter to the husbands, unless they tell them clearly they're an ida. Ha'boyim min hader, let's say the husband went away and he comes home from the road now, he's nishem lehem the cheskas tor, the same thing, he doesn't have to ask her, he has the right to say, mustama, she's still tor. Be'sham yivim, be'shamai says, tzrichim shnei edim akotashmish v'tashmish, that they have to check themselves, with two different edim, with two different shmatis by every tashmish. In other words, one before tashmish and one liyacha tashmish. This was the zman der noig b'tyrus. The nisha had to be careful always to make sure that she's tor, nor not the metama, the tyrus of the truma. So therefore, if a chash lives with the husband, she has to check herself right before the tashmish and right after the tashmish by every one of them. Or your else to shamish lior haner, or else it's enough to mishamish in front of a candle, meaning to say, let her make a bedika and check it right after she makes the bedika. Let her turn the candles on, like, and then if it's clean, she can use the same shmatter over and over again. But like this, if she doesn't want to check that night, she has to shnei dim for every tashmish. Beis Silaim Yisilu says, "Da'iv shnei dim kol alayla." No, it's enough to have just two shmatters the whole night, even though she doesn't check it till the morning. But she keep on making the bedika with the same shmatter over and over again. And at the end, if she does find them, then we'll know she was tamei. Mishnah Hei, Marshal Moshe Chom Isha. The Chom gave an example how the inside the Mokum Erva by an Isha is, that is called like a cheder, the inside room, the Yapreza, like the outside room, Vali and the attic, the room on top of them. But this Dam HaCheder Dam that comes out from the inside room, that's Tomei. That's like the womb, that's where the main Dam HaNidus comes from. Nimtzah l'proizer, they find the dam in the outer canal, leaving the body like, that's like the outer room. So Sveik Tomei, that's a Sufik, where it came from, therefore she's Tomei Min HaSufik. Because it could have come from the Liyah, that's Dam Tor, or could have come from the Cheder, that's Dam Tomei. And the reason why we say she's Tomei is the Fisha Cheskosa Min HaMakor. Because most probably, most Dam you find there comes from the womb, Min HaMakor, and therefore she's Tomei. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Chamisha Domim Tomei and Bisha, the five different type of colors, that if she sees this color of Dam, that she's Tomei. The odoin, that's real red, the ashochor or black, ukikroin karkum, that's like the shining point of the karkum, the saffron leaves, the way they live, it's type of a red. But the top leaves that are like red from the sun, the way they look. Now ukimei meyadama, like the water that you have red dirt soaking in, how that red looks. Ukimozak, or else you have wine that was diluted with water, the redness, the way that looks, these five colors are colors that are tamei. Beishami says, Av kimeme, tilton, the same thing if you have tilton, type of a grass, a red grass, that's soaking in water, or else kimeme bosatzli, if you have meat that you roasted, so the juice that comes out of it is also red, that color of red is also tamei. Ube silumatam, it still holds no, these last two colors are Torah. It's not the dam that's tamei as a din mida. Hayorik, what's the look of green blood? Akavi ben mahalomatam, he says that's also tamei. V'chachom mitar, the chom say no, green is Torah. That's what we pass him. Omer b'meir says, emein mitam mishum kesem. If that doesn't have a look of tumas kesem, it's not called dam. So then mitam mishum mashka, kol ponim should have a look of a mashka. It should be chosh of a mashka la'ach shuras hazroyim l'kabu tuma. Like all other dam that has a lock of a mashke to be machshes royim lekabel tuma, but Rabbi Yosi says no loikoch loikoch. Yosi holds that green blood has no din tuma. It's not called dam. It's tuma. It has no din neither on it, and no din. It doesn't have a shame mashke. It would not be machshes royim lekabel tuma. If this type of green blood falls upon vegetables, it would not be machshes lekabel tuma. Because CO is only dam that comes out with shashchit, like dam nefesh, that's called mashke, that's roi lahakshir, esaz roi. Now, even though Lamaisa, Mikra Radin, only these five different type of colors are tamei, but Lamaisa today, we're not the medaktik, we don't know exactly the exact colors. Therefore, now we hold any color that looks like red is tamei, or any color that looks like black is also tamei. As well as the shalom that we seek somim, Al-Bdikah is to show to Chochem to find out exactly what's Tomei or not. But we're not making just on these five colors, but any shade of red that you find, that you make so Tomei. Mishneh Zayin. Eizeyu Odom, what's called red? Kedam HaMakah, by the blood that comes out, B'shas HaKoza, the beginning of the Shechita, the dam that comes out, the beginning of the Shechita, that's called real red. Shochor, what's called black? That's called Kecheres. That's called kicheres, that's like black dye that they use to blacken the sandals with it. Omuk mikanev, it's deeper than this, blacker than this, tomei. Dei mikanev, it's lighter than this, then tor. Okay, keren karkum, that we before said red is like the keren karkum, like the leaves of this karkum branch. It means kabora shabor, like the lighter leaves, that redness is tomei. Okay, mi adoma, that we said before, like ground soaking in water, it means midikas based current from this place. That there, the dirt was red. Omeitzif mayim, and the water has to be like on top of it. A little flow of water, like it's soaking in the water, that the water covers it on top. Ukamozer, that we say diluted wine. Also, that color of red is tamei. It means a case of shnei chalot mayim, 2/3 is water. The yechad yain, 1/3 is wine. Min ayayin hasharuni, from the wine of sharuni. That comes from this place called Sharon. Now, Perek Shlishi Mishnala. Hamapeles Chaticha. Venisha has a miscarriage, and a piece of flesh comes out. Seim Yesh Imodom, if there's some dam that comes out with the Chaticha, Temeya, she has a locha tuma mishum nida. Vim Lav, let's say no dam comes out at all with the piece of flesh, is Torah, she remains Torah. And even though you find dam inside the Chaticha, still she's Torah, she has no tumas nida on her. And Mishum Leida, also she has no tum here. But the loch is, she's mapa la chaticha, That's not called a Leida, therefore she has no Tumas Leida. Reb Yudah says, Benkach or Benkach Tamei, no, she's Tamei. Whether there's Dam with it or whether there's no Dam with it, still she's Tamei. And the Mor says, because Reb Yudah holds that Yesh the Psicha Sakeva Beloi Dam, since the womb opened up and let out this Chatichas of flesh, for sure some blood came out with it, and therefore she has Tumas Nida on her. Mishneh Beis. Hamapeles kimin klip. Let's say she has a miscarriage and the piece of flesh looks like a klip, like a skin, or else a peel. I mean, kimin sara, like a barley, kimin ofa, like dirt, kimin yavchushim, type of ants, yatushim, yavchushim adum, like red ants. Is the lochris tatulamayin? This piece of flesh that comes out looking like these things, you have to throw it into water. Im ni meicho, if it melts down. Sam Shatis Temeya, we say she's talking Mishum Dam, Mishum Nida, because we say this exceeded Dam. The Yimlava, this piece does not melt down, then Torah, it's not called a piece of Dam. And again, it's not called a Lady Ridom, therefore she's Torah. What's going to be Hamapelas Kimin Dog? Let's say she has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh that looks like a fish, Rosh Chagov, like Resham, Fish Kotsum, Ramoshim, creeping things. Im Yesh, same thing, Im Yesh, Im Moim Dom, if there's some blood that comes out with it, then she's Tamei Mishum Nida, but not Mishum Leda. The Yimlav, if nothing comes out, no Dam comes out, then Torah, she remains Torah, the Chutat the Tanakama, the oldest Ef, Shabtichas Akeva, Beloi Dam, and therefore she remains Torah. She has no Tumas Nida, no Dam came out, and she's not Tumas Leda, there's not Ksirid a Leda. What's going to be Hamapeles, Tuheim Achaiva, she has a miscarriage that the flesh looks like an animal or a Chayu or a bird, Bein Tamei Bein Torah, whether it looks like a behema tmeya or a behema teira, im zocher, if it's a male, teisha zocher, this is considered a leida. A behema is like an odim, it's called a leida, and therefore she has tumah for 7 days, like a leida as a zocher. Im nekeva, she gave birth to a nekeva, a female, teisha le nekeva, she's tumah for 14 days. Im en you do, if you're not sure what this behema is, a zocher or a nekeva, so then the locher is, teisha le zgadka le chumra, teisha le zocher le nekeva le chumra, you have to have Tumah of the cave for 14 days. When it comes, you may tyra, it's only like a zachar. These are Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rav Achomer and the Chum say no. Kol Shein by Mitzur Asad, the main of law. The Chum say, even though the fetus looks like an animal, that's not called a Leda. Unless it looks like a Tzurus of an Adam, it's not called a Leda. She has no Tumas Leda, according to the Chum. And the more comes out, Mitzvah says, don't even have a Miksas Tzura of an Adam. If it has a Miksas Tzura of an Adam, it would have Tumas Leda. And the Loch is like the Chachamim. Mishnah Gimel. Hamapeles Shofir Molamayim. She has a miscarriage with a Shvir, that's the skin, that's the Krum, that's full of water. So, or else Mole Dam, full of blood. Mole Genunim, full of different colors. Enoch HaShesh Novad, that's not called the Leda. She has no Tumas Leda. But if there's dam, there should be tami mishum leid mishum nida. If you mhoyim marukum, let's say this shafir, that's the skin of the fetus, has a form to it. She's maple something that has a form to it. So then teisha v'zachar v'nekeva. Then luchumra, we don't know what it is, whether it's a zachar or a nekeva. So she has to be knowing both that her tumor is for 14 days, and also you may tire she only has like a zachar. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalet, Hamapeles Sandal Oishulya. Anisha has a miscarriage, and the kid that comes out looks like a sandal. The face got pushed in, Oishulya, or else the placenta comes out. So again, Teishel Azachar in a cave, it's a suffix, what it is, Azachar in a cave, you can't tell. Therefore, you have to be machmir both ways, but it is considered a leda. What's going to be Shulya Babayas? Let's say a placenta came out of the lady, and it's inside the house. So locher is a bias tummy, we consider there's a mace, as if in the shulya there's the vlad, it's mace, and therefore there's tumas oil, so a bias is tummy. And the reason the Mishnah says is loisha shulya vlad, not because the shulya itself is called the vlad, not that the placenta itself is the vlad, el rather the svar is shein shulya vle vlad. There's nothing like a shulya, a placenta does not come out without a vlad, there is a vlad inside it. Ah, you don't see it there right now, so we say it was nimuach, he got absorbed inside, got dissolved in there, but it's still there, therefore it has tumas meis. Rabbi Shimon says, Nimuka vlad ad shlo yotze, no, it could be that the vlad melted away even before the placenta came out, and therefore it's like bottle brave, and therefore it has no tumas later on, it has no tumas meis, and therefore the bias would be tahor. However, the loch is not like the Shimin, and rather we say a bias is tamei. We say the blood was nemuach inside the shoya. Mishnehei hamapelis tumtum viandrugnis nishaz in miscarriage, and what comes out the fetus either looks like a tumtum, means the mokum zocher is covered up. You can't tell whether it's zocher or nekeva. Well, viandrugnis has both simonim, a simonim of nekeva and simonim zocher. So locher is teishav lezocher nekeva. It's a suffix what din it has. Therefore, she has to sit lechumra both ways. For the tum and the keva and the tyra for zocher. What's going to be tumtum and zocher? She gives birth to two things. She gives birth to a tumtum and to a zocher, or else andrugnis v'zocher. So locher is the same thing. Teisha v'zocher and the keva, the chumron, we have to be afraid maybe the andrugnis is in the keva. So she'll be tumtum for 14 days. And as a zocher, she has to be noig, the may tyra only as a zocher. What's going to be she gives birth to a tumtum and the keva, or else andrugnis in the keva? So Teshul and Kevah Bavad, she only has the Chumrah to sit like in a cave when she's tummy for 14 days. And here at Tzachidish, though, when it comes to Yemei Taira, she has the Yemei Taira of a Nekeva. In other words, since she has a Vadi Nekeva, so she has this Yemei Taira for 80 days. So therefore, even when it's hard to say the other one was a Zohar, the din will not change. So therefore, what she has to sit for is for the din of a Nekeva, that she's tummy for the first 14 days. And then the next 66 days, maybe Raisa, they exceeded Yemei Toyer. Even if Dam comes out, that Dam is Tahor. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. The other Mishnah continues. What's going to be Yotze Mechutach Oy Mesiris? Let's say this flat comes out in pieces, Mechutach, Avarim limbs by limb. Or else say Mesiris, I mean it comes out completely, but it comes out the wrong way. That means the feet come out first, not the head first. So loch is like this. Mishiyotze rubai, once the majority of the kid of the vlad came out, as a rei kilud, that's called like a leida. Even though it came out pieces by pieces, or the feet first, once rove of the body is out, that's called leida. She has tumas leida rona. What's going to be though, yotze kadarkoi, the baby, the fetus comes out the normal way, head first. So loch is atche yetze roishoi. She's not tummy until rave of the head comes out. But once rave of the head comes out, that's called like a leida. At that point, the mother has tumas leida rona. V'yeza rave roisha, what's considered the majority of the head? Michetetze padachtoi. When the forehead comes out, that's considered rave of the head, then she'll have tumas leida rona. Mishnevov. Hamapelis nishaz in miscarriage. V'yena yedua mau. She doesn't know what type of miscarriage it was, whether it was a zocher and a keva, but she knows for sure it was a vlad. So locher is again the chumra teisha la zocher and a keva. She has to wait as if she's tummy for 14 days, but also the yemei tire is only for till 40 days also zocher. Ein yidu, what's going to be, she also has a doubt, also suffolk. Ein yidu, she's not sure in vlad hoye was a regular fetus. In lava, maybe it wasn't a fetus. Maybe the cloud is no tumas later altogether here. So locher is v'lanida. You have to go to Chumra, then maybe it was a Zohar, and therefore she only has Yemei Tair until for the end of 40 days. You also have to be afraid maybe it wasn't a Keva, therefore she's tummy for the first 14 days. For Lanida, you also have to be afraid maybe it was neither, but just rather Dam came out because of Tzichas a Kever, and therefore she'll have Tumas a neither on her. And because of this, the Chumra will be that she has no Yemei Tair at all. Means even after 14 days go by, if she'll see dam, then she'll still be tamei. We do not say for sure it was a leida to say that that's called yemei taira. We have to be afraid maybe it's not considered a leida, and she only asked tumas nida, and then if she sees again later, she'll be tamei again. Mishnah Zayin, hamapelis liyoyim arboyim. Let's say Nisha gives birth on the 40th day. Hamapelis liyoyim arboyim on the 40th day. So locher is from the 40th day from the last time she went to the mikvah. So, Enoch HaShesh is Lavad. You don't have to be afraid it's a Vlad, because for sure it was not Nigmra Tzurasa, because a Vlad is only Nigmra after complete 40 days. And here, since this is now the day, it's the 40th day from the day she went to the mikvah, so this day is not over, it's not a complete 40 days. Therefore, if she has a miscarriage today, we do not say it was a Vlad, and she has no Tumas later on. What's going to be L'yoyim Aboyim V'yechot? She had a miscarriage on the 41st day since she went to the mikvah. So we have to be afraid maybe she became pregnant on that day she went to the mikvah. and therefore the vlad is 40 days old, then the lochur is teisha lazoch v'lanikevul v'lanida. Min asofik, maybe it was a later, and maybe it was a zocher, maybe it was nekeva, and maybe it wasn't a vlad yet, it was only tumas nida. So again, the chumrah, that should be tamei for 14 days, and after that she has no yimei tayra. Rabbi Shmuel says, yoyim aboyim v'yechad, that she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, teishav la zocher v'lanida. She has tuma like a zocher and like a nida, meaning to say she's tamei for 7 days, and then she has tumas nidir on her. In other words, there's no sofer to say it was a nekeva, but rather an tzad to say it was a vlad, it was a zochor. Therefore, she's tummy for 7 days. And an tzad that was not a zochor, then she has tumas nidir. What's going to be, she has the miscarriage yoyim shemayin v'yecha on the 81st day, since she went to the mikvah, and lochri is teshav la zochor la nekeva v'la nidir. We have a sofer now here, we have a sofer, maybe it was a nekeva. Therefore, she has to sit tuma as the zocher, as nekeva, and the chumra also as a nida. And he explains like this, because his sheet is, shehazocher nigma li'aboyim v'yechud. A zocher could be finished after 41 days. V'hanekeva l'shmoyim v'yechud. The yod, the nekeva, first gets finished forming after 80 days. Therefore, if she had a miscarriage after four on the 41st day, there's only tzad to say maybe it was a zocher. But the tzad to say it was nekeva, it was not nigma, the tzurosoi, that would not be called a later. The Chum and the Chum say no. Echad b'riyas hazochor v'yechad b'riyas nekeva. Zeh v'zeh le'aboyim v'yechad. Both a zochor and a keva could be formed by 40 days. Therefore, she had a miscarriage on the 41st day. We have a suffix. Maybe it was a zochor. Therefore, she only has yimei. Therefore, we have a tzad to say she's tummy for 7 and yimei tayra should only be to 40. We have a tzad to say maybe it was nekeva. Therefore, she would tell me for 14 days, and then you may tie her goes till the 80th day. But the Maisa, since we also have a suffer to say maybe she was not a lady altogether, it was only Tumas Nida, therefore you may tie her, she does not have any demay tyra, but rather she has Tumah. So therefore, you have to go to Chumah to say she's tummy for sure for the first 14 days, and after that, if she sees them, we'll give her the Tumas Nida. Now, to paragraph V. Mishnalef, benois kusim, the daughters of kusim. Now, kusim, really, we hold agariyem, is saying, really, they're Jews, just they're not makbrin daloch, they do not know daloch as well. They're not makbrin Torah Shabbat Peh, only Torah Shabbat Ksav, they're not makbrin certain mitzvahs. Therefore, the loch is nidus merisosim. The rabbonon, any girl, has a dintumas nida. The Mora says, because midi raisa, really, if an isha, a girl, even one day old, sees dam nida, she becomes tamei. Now, by regular Jew, if the girl sees Nida, then for sure she has Tuma. They don't put Kachim or Trumanera. But the Venez Kusim, they do not know this halacha, and therefore they're not Makbid. So therefore, as a Din the Rabbonin, they gave a Din, any Kusi, any girl has a Tumas Nida, even though we do not know that she saw Dam, still with the Rabbonin, they have a halacha of a Nida. And therefore, the Mishnah says, V'yakusim, means the men, again, they're Jews, just they get married, their wives are also Kusim. So the locher is mitam and mishkaf tachton kelyon. The man, after he gets married and lives with his wife, we say the locher is mifneisha and boil nidus. We say the locher is that their wives are also considered a nida. And therefore the husband has a locher like he lived with a nida. And if a man lives with a nida midiraisa, the locher is he has tuma like a nida. But here in midirabonim they gave it din mitam and mishkaf tachton kelyon. That's locher is that of a kusi. When he lives with his wife, he gets this tuma's nida on him. That his mishkav, something he sleeps on top of, let's say there are 10 sheets underneath him, so they all become tamei like kelyon, like the elyon of a zav, what's on top of a zav. The loch is by the elyon shel zav, what's on top of him only becomes a rishon tuma. What's on top of him just becomes a rishon, it's not a nava tuma. And this is the loch by your boilon nidus. Anytime a man lives with a nidah, so he becomes tamei, and the din of a boilon nidah is that his mishkav tacht and things that he sleep on becomes a rishon tuma like the elyon of a zav. And the Mishnah says, why? And the reason is, v'hem yoishves are called dom v'dom, because these kusim, they don't know the loch, therefore any dom the wife sees, they think that's a nida. Therefore they're perish, they stay away from it for 7 days. But really we have to be afraid, maybe the first day when she saw dom, it was green or yellow, it wasn't dom that made her into a nida. And really only the third day she saw dom. But they hold no, the first dam made a tummy, therefore after 7 days they say she's tor. And really the din nida first started 3 days later. So therefore, the minat we are choshev the habalacha that the boiler nida, and therefore the matame mishkav tachman kelyon. But v'yein chayovim aleim al bias mikdash. Meaning to say that if somebody touched these begodim that a boil nida, a kusi, was wearing, and then he goes into the base of Migdash, so he's not chayy for that. And we are in sorrow from Alei Mesa Truma. Let's say these begodim touch Truma. The same thing, we do not burn the Truma. And the reason is, Mevnei Shetumosum Sufik. It's only a Sufik whether this kusi is really Tum. It's not a Vadai. As it's only a Sufik Tumum, therefore we're makbir to say not heed it, but that's locha by Tumas Sufik. It's toilin. If we don't burn it, but you can't eat it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. V'nois tzedukim, the daughters of these tzedukim, so it depends. That's like the kusim. So bizman shenogol uleches b'dachei avosahim. If the children still go after the ways of the father, so they're not makbid in hilchas nidom, therefore kakusis, they have the same olcha like kusis, like the Mishnah before, that will have tumas nidor on them. Perishol uleches b'dachei. So let's say the daughters, though, do not act like their fathers, but rather they go after the doctor, they act like regular Yisrael, the Makdan Hilchas Nidom, then Harenki Yisrael, then the Locha like Yisrael. So, but his mashmoni, we know for sure they go after the doctor Yisrael, but Minastam, we say they're still like Kusis. Rabbi Yisrael, says no, Vyerlim Hanki Yisrael, Minastam, we say stand Locha like Yisrael. Achiyif Rishalachas, but Doctor Yavasayim. Until we see clearly that they're acting again the way their fathers acted, like a kusi, like a tzluki, and then they have a loch like tumas nida. Mishnah Gimel. Dam nochris, the dam that comes out of a goya, shiksa, in other words, her dam nida, or else the dam tahora shel mitzaras, a lady, let's say there was a mitzaras, but she has dam tahora, means she gave birth, and now let's say after 14 days of an akeva, so the dam is dam tahora. So what's the loch of that dam? The dam that comes out of this mitzaras, that the dam itself should be tor al filchas nida, but she has tumas mitzaras on her. Or else the dam of anochris, so beshamai mitarim. Beshamai holds that the dam itself remains tor. There's no tum on the dam. Because midiraisa nochris has no tumas nida at all, and the dam is tor midiraisa. So beshamai says Rabban did not make any xeru on the dam, even though he had before nochris as a loch like a zovum, but he only made a din tuma on her roika, or meme ragleho, but not on her dam. Obey Silla Mesil says no, that Kiroika meme ragleho, he holds that the dam of a nochris has tumor on it, just like the roik, the spit of a zovam, or kameme ragleho, meaning to say it's only tumor that calls them on its lach when it's still wet, and not when it's yovish. Now, dam yoledis shleitovla, the dam of an isha that gave birth, but she did not go to the mikveh yet. As it passed away, it passed by the 7 days that she's supposed to be Tomei as a Zohar, or else the 2 weeks as Nekeva, and really she should be Torah if she would go to the mikvah. So she didn't go to the mikvah yet. So what's the loch of the dam that comes out of her now? So Beishamai says, Kiroiko Kamei Raglehu. Again, it only has tumor on it, that dam, like the Roik of the Zohar, that's only Tomei if it's Lach and not if it's Yavish. However, Beisilam Mesilu says no. They still hold that since she did not go to the mikvah, she still has tumor on her. And therefore, any dam that comes out of her has a tumor on it, and therefore, matam alach v'yavish. Even though the dam dries up later, still it has like an avatum of a dam nidra on it, that's tumay. Umoidim, however, that even Beishami agrees, Umoidim v'yaledis b'zoiv, let's say when this isha gave birth, she had tumor as a zover on her, like she saw 2 or 3 days before, and she had tumor as a zover on her. Slamaisis, she has to have Zayin Nikim to become Tor, and she doesn't have a Zayin Nikim yet. She metam alach b'yavish, and even though it passed by the 14 days already, still that dam will have a tumas nidur on it, whether it's lach or whether it's yavish. Or else the Gemara said the case is even if she did count Zayin Nikim, but since she did not go to the mikveh yet, even Beishamai would agree that before she goes to the mikveh, she still has tumas zover on her, and therefore the dam that comes out would be like an avhatumah. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hamakasha means an isha starts to have labor pains right before she gives birth. She has pains from the baby. So locher is nida. If she sees dam now during the days that she should become a nida, that's after the yudal, after the 11 days from the last nidus, so she sees now she should have hilchas nida on her. So locher she becomes a nida. What's going to be kishus or shleisha yomin? Let's say she had labor pains for 3 days straight and she saw dam during these 3 days. But these 3 days were b'toich acharos hayom. It was the middle of the 11 days that she could become a zava. So she saw now 3 days in a row.
So pipashtish, it should be
tumazova. But the halacha is the dam that comes out machmas the vlad with the labor pains. Then she gives birth. That dam is tor from tumazova. So here she saw 3 days straight, but it was with labor pains. So really, she should not have the tumma. What happened was v'shov sumeis leis that she stopped. Labor pains went away for 24 hours, and then v'yolda. Then she gave birth. So halacha is harazi uledes b'zayiv. This is considered like she gave birth with tumazov. Meaning to say that since it stopped, the labor pains went away for 24 hours before she gave birth. So then we say the labor pains that she had before, during those 3 days when she saw the dam straight, was not machmas the vlad, was not because of the leda. And the proof is that now the labor pains stopped for 24 hours. So those pains were not because of the labor, therefore it's not metayra, but rather she has a tumas zavana. Diva Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to rest in between, like from the labor pains. It has to stop until she actually gives birth. He holds Laila v'yoyim, a night and a day, Kilele Shabbos v'yoymai, like Shabbos and the next day. We need to say it's not enough just to stop for 24 hours. Let's say it stopped in the middle of the afternoon and it stopped until the next afternoon. That's not enough. But rather, it has to stop for a whole night and a whole day. That's the way the 24 hours has to be, like a Shabbos. A whole night and a whole day. That's the Shavas, that when she gives birth later, so the pain she had 2 days ago was not considered because of the later, and therefore she has to mazav rana. But the loch is like Rebbe Eliezer, it's totally in 24 hours. Now, Sheshov Seminatzar, Lemin Adom, the Iker is that she stopped having these labor pains, even though the dam she still sees. But since the labor pains, the pain stopped for the last 24 hours, that shows us that the pain she had before was not because of the later. And therefore, she has tumas zava on her. Mishnah Hey, kam hi kishuya. How close, like to giving birth, do these labor pains come to give it a shame that the dam is machmas kushi, and therefore she has no tumas later? So kam hi kishuya. Even if it happened for 40 or 50 days before she actually gives birth, meaning to say she has labor pains for the last 40 days, and then she gives birth, and there's no stop of pains in between, so all the dam she saw before would not give her din tumazava. It doesn't have to be that she had labor pains right before she gave birth, but even though it started 40 days ago, also was considered labor pains from machmas the vlad, since it never stopped until she actually gave birth. Rabbi Yehuda says, daya chodsha. No, not more than 30 days. 30 days is the limit. She has labor pains for 30 days and she gives birth afterwards, so then that's not called machmas leidah. And therefore, the dam she saw before these 30 days, even though she had labor pains then, would have tumas zover on it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, ein kisu yosi mishtei shabosos. No, not more than 2 weeks. Kitzur, she has labor pains for 2 weeks and then she gives birth. So we say during those 2 weeks, she'd be tor from tumas zover. But she saw the dam before 2 weeks, and echnami, that's not called dam machmas leidah. She would have a tumas zover, or she'd be called yeledes b'zayiv. She would have a tumazava on her. Mishnevov, hamakasha b'toch shemoinim shenakeva. Let's say she had these labor pains during the 80 days since she gave birth to a nekeva. Now it's after the first 14 days that she's tamei. Then the next 66 days is called yimei tayra. Let's say she sees she has labor pains then when she sees. So koldom shiroy, all the dam that she sees is still tayra. In other words, there's no din that machmas vlad should be metama. It's still considered dam tor. Therefore, the dam is all tor. Achiyetsiya vlad, until the vlad actually comes out. Then she'll have a tumas later on her, even though it's during the 80 days from the first birth of a nekeva. For Rebbe Lezer metama, Rebbe Lezer holds no that she's tamei. Because she holds this is not called dam toyer, but rather it's called dam kushi. That's coming machmas the vlad, and therefore this dam is takatame. It's only the normal dam that comes out during those 66 days that's called dam tahor. But here the dam that comes out because of the later, that has a din dam machmas kushi, that would be metamaha. Even though it's during these 66 days, that's usually she's tahor. No, Omer lele Rebbe Eliezer. So the Chacham said back to Rebbe Eliezer, Oma b'mokim shichmer b'dam ha-shoifi. Madach in a place where we're machmer upon dam ha-shoifi. Means a regular yoledis, bedam, that she sees 3 days before if she would have seen it regular without labor pains. She'd have two mezover on, and she called the letters mezover. Heika b'dam akushi. But in the case where she has these labor pains the last 3 days, that dam does not give it too much later. It is so mokim sheika b'dam ashuf over here during these 66 days that the regular dam that comes out is called dam hatoyor. Is anything isn't it worth to say shenokya b'dam akushi? We should also be makel that the dam that comes out because of the labor pains, she should also be tor. Sakud yobleza holds that she's tor mishum zavom, but she'll be tomei mishum mitum dam toyor. Omalehen, Rebbeleza says back, Da you love him in a din liyaskinot, not it, no, you can't learn out from what it says over there. Mima hekalale, where are you be maker? Where do we see that there's a kula of this dam that comes out machmes kushi? That's only mitumaziv, only as tumaziv is possible there's a cause to say that the dam comes out machmes the blachi store. Av tumeya tumas nida, but here the regular din nida should be tummy, even though the dam comes out machmes kushi, machmes the lay dog, still she's tummy. There's no ptur. There's only a new aloch of dam toyar, she's Torah. That's only the regular dam that comes out. But the dam that comes out because of his blood, of blood that there is, she will have a tumas nida on her. However, the ma'is aloch is like the chomim, that avad is still be considered dam toyar. Mishnah Zayin. Kol echad osayim lecheskes tayro. All these 11 days between one nidus and another nidus, she has a cheskes tayro on herself. And therefore, Yosh v'loy v'loy bodra, says she sat down and she did not make a bedika. Now, Yosh v'loy here says going to be Yemei Nida. When the days that she could become a Nida, let's say she just sat down and she did not make a bedika. Shagra, well, it's because she was a Shaygeg, or else Nensa, the Einis, that it was an Einis why she didn't make a bedika. Or else says Zida, some she was amazed, she knew she was supposed to, and still she didn't. V'loy botkin, she not make a bedikam. Loch is Torah. Still, she's Torah, or she's the Cheskes Torah, until she finds she's dam, she's tummy. Even though it's during the days that she could become a nida, still she's the Cheskes to be Torah. What's going to be Higia Shas Vesta? Let's say she has a time when a period always comes, a Vesta. That's the time of the period. When the time the dam usually comes. V'loy botkin, she did not check herself out. Harezu Timea, she's tummy. By a Vest Kavu, it happened already 3 times the same day. So then, if she doesn't check herself that day, she's tummy. Rabbi Meir Rameya says, Im hoisa b'machve, let's say she was in a hiding place, and she was scared, afraid of the army, she had to hide. The Gia Shas Vest, and it came the time that the period usually comes, like but she did not check herself. Harezu Torah, in this case, still she remained Torah. Why? Rabbi Sheikh Harod, the Meslekes is dumb, because the person gets scared, that takes away her dam. Av Yemei Hazov, Yazov, V'Shemeres Yom K'negid Yom, Harielu B'cheskes Tumah. But during the Yimei HaZov Yisov, I mean during the Shivas Yomim, the Shivas Yom HaNikiyim, that they have to count, well, Shemera Shem Keneged Yom, she saw 1 day during the 11 days, and so she has to count the next day, and these things are the Cheskas Temeya, meaning to say, if she does not make a B'dika B'chol Yom, or else Shemera Shem, she doesn't make a B'dika, then she'll be Tomei. Because these days, the Huch said to be a Roya Dam. Now, Perichamishi, Mishnalov. Yoytze doif, in the case where a kid comes out through a cesarean, through the side, not through the womb, is ein yoshvin all of yimei tum of yimei tyra. That's not called the leidah midiraisa, and the mother does not have to count the 7 days of yimei tumah for a zohar over the 14 days for a nekeva, and she doesn't have yimei tyra either, like after the till 40 days by zohar, 80 days for nekeva, she does not have those dinim. And v'yen chayov malav korban, she doesn't have to bring a korban either, a regular yoledis, has to bring a korban. Here she is not called Yeledes, even though she gave birth, she does not have to bring a korban. Rabbi Shimon says, Harezek Yolad, no, Rabbi Shimon holds, even though the vlad came out through a cesarean, not through the rechem, still is called the leida. And he holds, she has a din yimei tum of yimei tayrim, she has to bring a korban also. Kol hanoshim mitam of beis achitzim. Every isha, when dam comes out of her, even though it's still inside the body, she becomes tamei. That's called the Beis Achitzin, inside, as soon as it comes out of the womb, even though it's inside the Beis Erva, still she's tummy. Shinem the Pasuk says, Dom Yezoiva Bibsara. The dam starts to drip out, Bibsara Mashmi, even though it's still inside the Bosa, still she's tummy. Aval Hazova Bakari, born a man, has Tumizova and Matumasakari, and the Matam Mashtaitzi Tumasim Lachutz. A man only becomes tummy when the Zera or the Zav comes out of his body. But now we're just inside the Eiver, it has to come outside, that's when it first becomes Tamei. Mishneh Beis, Hayocha B'Truma, let's say you have a Kohen that was eating Truma, and he was Torah until now, but V'Higish Shenizdazu Eivor, he felt now, like by his Eivor, that the Shech was there inside and about to come out, and if it comes out to be Tamei, he can't eat the Truma, and he has Truma in his mouth right now, so what should he do? So the Eitzer is Eichiz Bam, let him grab, hold on to his Eivor, like to hold the Zera from coming out, so he could swallow the Truma first before it becomes Tamei. U'Boleyes HaTruma, let him swallow the Truma. U'Metama B'Chol Shu, but Mashing Tuma Zov, any little bout that comes out of his body makes him Tamei. Afilu Kein Hachad, even though small like a mustard seed. Over pockets, it can even smaller than this. No matter how small comes out, still you'll have a Tuma Zav, a Tuma's carry on you. Mishneh Gimel, Tinoike Sebastian Mechod Metama Benida. A young girl that's 1 day old, if she sees dam, comes out of womb, should become Tamei, she'll have a Tuma's Nida. Bas Asor Yamin, if she's 10 days old, Metama Beziva, she can even have Tuma Ziva. Let's say she saw dam the first day, so she's Tamei for Nida the first 7 days. Then the next 3 days, if she sees dam, she could have Tuma Zova. So by 10 days old, she could have a Tuma Zova on her. Tinik Ben Yemechad, a boy, 1 day old, Metama Beziva. If he sees Zav, he'll have Tuma Zova on him. Or Metama Ben Goyim, who adin, if he has Negro on him, become Tamei. Or Metama Betuma Meis, who adin, if this kid touches a Meis, or a Meis touches him, he becomes Tamei. Bezoikik Liyibum, he's called like a Vlad, and therefore there'll be a Mitzvah Yibum. Let's say his brother dies, so his brother's wife will have a Mitzvah Yibum. Or Poitim in a Yibum, who adin, he kapat Yibum also. Let's say his father dies, and he's born, so in the middle of the mother's no Mitzvah Yibum, since she has a kid. Or Machu Betuma, let's say the mother was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen, and then the father died. So Lachri, she can still eat Truma if she has a kid from the Kohen, she has a Ben a Kohen. Or Paisel min ha-truma, would in the opposite way, let's say that she was a bas kohen that got married to Yisrael, so she cannot eat truma, and then the kohen dies, and then her husband dies, like this, she'll go back to father's house, she can eat truma. Now that she has a kid, though, a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. For Neuchel Manchel, a kid 1 year old, he has it in Yerusha that if his father dies, he yarshins, and if he dies, he gives over his Yerusha to his people that are yarshin him, his brothers. For Orgon Chayiv, anybody kills this boy now, even though he's 1 day old, he's just born, the Chayiv Misa. It's like a complete chosim, meaning to say that if this kid dies, there'll be an Inyan of Avelis. And the parents love a Chayiv to sit Shiva, to be a Din Avelis, mamash like a chosim Sholem of Nifta. So kids, as soon as the kid is born, Ben Shakayama, he's halach like a regular Ben, and the parents love to sit Shiva with his mace. Yeah, Mishneh Dalit. Vas Shalosh Shana V'Yemechad, the girl that's 3 years old in 1 day, when she's 3 years old, so Miskadeshes B'Bia. If the father's alive, the father can marry you off, and to Kedushin K'michal, even through Bia. In other words, that's the Chiddush here, that her Bia is called the Bia. If a man lives with her, it's called the Maisa Bia. Less than 3 years old, the Bia is not considered a Bia. Even though the father can marry you off when she's 1 day old, but not through a Maisa Bia, even though Kedushin would know it's through Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, but B has to be at least she's 3 years old. Let's say in a case where the brother died, let's say in a case where a husband died, and now there's a mitzvah yibum, they have no children and there's a brother alive, so if the brother lives with her, makes a B with his kohen or kohenah. That's a loch. After 3 years old, it's called a maisa bia. The chayovim aleh mishumeshes ish. After the father married her off, if somebody else lives with her, be chayiv misa as if he lived with a regulations ish. Let's say she has Tumas Nidah on her. So that's a locha. The man that lives with her when she's a Nidah, he also has Tumas Nidah upon him. That's the locha. It's Metama Mishkav Tachton. What's underneath this man has the same type of the Tumah. It means it makes him to reach in the Tumah. Metama Oichlin, just like Kelyon, just like something that's on top of the Zav. The same type of the Tumah happens to something that's top of the Zav, happens to this, that's a Mishkav Tachton. What's underneath is a Boil Nidah. Nisas Lakoyin, let's say this girl, after 3 years old, gets married to a Koyin, the Lachor is Teicha B'Truma, she's Ladi Truma. This knows the suing could take place when she's 3 years old. What's going to be Bo Le'echad Men Absulim, somebody lives with her, that makes a postal from eating Truma, makes a postal from getting married to a Koyin, that she becomes, let's say, Chalola because of this. The Lachor is Psalim and Akuna, that B is considered a Bia, that now she'll become a Chalola, she'll be Psalim and Akuna, that she cannot marry a Koyin. And the wadin, she cannot eat truma. Bo le'echod mikol ha'royis amurs b'ter, let's any erva, any person, let's say a brother lives with her, any person that's chayiv misa because of this bia, so numtana yada, they would get misa, we would kill them since they're living with her. Vipturi should be potter, because since she's less than, or she's not a gedolah yet, therefore she's not mechushtit, we can't give her the punishment. But the maisa bia is called the bia after 3 years old, that the boyel who get misa. Pochus mikan, let's say anybody lived with a girl when she's less than 3 years old, then kenoisa netzbabai, it's like putting your hands in the eyes, means it's nothing, it's not called a maisebiya, and we say the psalm will grow back again later, that's not called a maisebiya. Yeah, Mishnehei. Ben Teisha Shon of Yemechod, a boy that's 9 years old in one day, then his biya is considered a biya. By a girl, it's 3 years old, by a boy, he has to be 9 years old. Shabbat Yevimtoi. In the case where his brother died without children, and he was married, so the mitzvah is Yibum, so he could be boiled Yevama. Shabbat Yevimtoi is Kana, he's Kaina. Even though he's only a cotton, but still he has a kinyan, since his bia is called a bia. We know by Yavam, you don't have to have das, the kinyan is chal even beloid without das. V'yena noisin get that she yagda, but he can't give her get until he becomes a gadol, because he has no das to give a get until it becomes a gadol. Now we hold this bia, really, the kinyan is only kinyan with rabbonin, that you're not kind of a garment until it becomes a gadol, until he also has a bar, has das to become an HS ish. So therefore, the case is that after they became a gadol or gadol, after became bar mitzvah, then he lived with her again, and therefore he's kind of a gamri, and now he has to give her a get, then the get is chal completely. Well, metama benida means if he lives with a nida, he has too much nida on himself. Metama mishkav tachlan kiel lekerim, like I said before, what's underneath him is the tome like the elyon of a zav. Well, paisav yei namachal b'truma means if he's a chol and he lives with a bas yisrael, he passes off from eating truma. But Vienu Maicha Truma does not let his wife eat Truma. If he's a Kohen, does not let his wife eat, because his kinyan is not a kinyan gomor until it becomes a gadol. In other words, since even though his bia is a bia, but he doesn't have das to make kedushin, therefore his kedushin is not chal midiraisa. Therefore, even though he's a Kohen, his wife cannot eat Truma. Let's say this cotton, this boy, 9 years old, lives with a behema. So it gives a shem raveya that the behema now is possible to be brought for korban on the mizbeach. And we have to kill the behemoth because of this. So if there's two edim there, then we kill the behemoth. Let's say he lives with his sister, he lives with someone as an erva to him. His mumsa mayodoi, the lady would get misa because it's called the maisebiya. Even though who potter, he's potter, since he's a cotton, he's potter. But the lady would be chayiv misa because the maisa is called the maisebiya. Therefore, she would be chayiv chorus or misa, whatever it's supposed to. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.